Bob Woodson on Bowser Plan to Remove Monuments, Dangerous Rewriting of History. By Penny Starr on September 2, 2020. Civil rights leader Bob Woodson said Tuesday that D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's consideration of removing iconic American monuments and symbols is dangerous and can lead to dark places, as a similar approach did during the French Revolution. Woodson made the remarks on Fox News' Tucker Carlson Tonight about report from a Bauer-ordered commission that called for removing or relocating monuments, including the George Washington Monument and the Thomas Jefferson Memorial. Of all of the challenges facing, particularly black residents of Washington, D.C., why is this mayor spending sick energy and money talking about tearing down statues? Woodson said. They are flirting with a very dangerous impulse when they start doing this, Tucker. Because you think about, in the French Revolution, what they tried to do was rewrite history and destroy the symbols of history. And what you are seeing around the country are guillotines being established because in the French Revolution, what they did, of course, is wipe out the people and the church and also the aristocracy. And tried to even change the calendar, and as a consequence, it took us into a dark period, Woodson said. This summer, BLM activists decided maybe we should destroy statues of a bunch of people who have been dead for centuries. Maybe that will make life better for Americans, Carlson said during the interview. Woodson said Bowser and other leftists don't understand the redemptive nature of America. None of us should be defined by the worst of what we were. But it is very dangerous for them to be flirting with the Russian Revolution. The same thing happened there. They wanted to rewrite history, Woodson said. We are reaching a level of depravity when rioters in Portland are locking people in buildings and trying to burn them down. And also, people are cheering when a Trump supporter is shot to death. I've never seen that level of depravity before. The report singled out a series of schools for name changes, including past U.S. presidents Thomas Jefferson, James Monroe, Zachary Taylor, John Tyler, and Woodrow Wilson, along with other luminaries like Alexander Graham Bell and Francis Scott Key, CBS 47/Fox 30 reported. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.